President Obama says wives should be off the table. You know, frankly, all this stuff going on, I'm just glad my wife hasn't been subjected to this kind of scrutiny. Of course, Ann Romney was born Ann Page. Light laughter. Light note, light laughter. Ann Page joke. Not a big joke, an Ann Page joke. It doesn't get a big laughs, usually, most people.
Yeah.
Might have been the delivery.
Couldn't. No, I don't think so.
Ann Page, you know, AMP. How do you remember AMP? Move that mic, Jim, when you do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Or just turn the other way. Can you announce from the other direction? And leave the mic over
sure.
here? Okay,
sure.
Thanks. Okay, anyhow, this whole thing has gotten out of hand. She certainly did work a day in her life. It was a Tuesday, as I recall. Well, it was volunteer. They needed to raise money for new backpacks for the missionaries. The fact is, Anne had to be mommy and daddy to those five boys. What with Mitt running for president his entire life. For a living. Boys need a male image, you know, so that's hard for her. That was hard for her. Really, Mitt is the one who hasn't worked a day in his life, as I think about it now. But the good thing to come out of all of this, the Obamas and the Romneys have agreed to do wife swap. I want to see it. I can't wait. Editorial, I guess we do need to respect choices women make, especially in husbands. Coming up on Bravo this fall, War on Women, Taking It to the Mud, for woman-on-woman action, only on Bravo. And the other news, it isn't Fox News poll, as Obama running behind Hitler, neck and neck with Mussolini. North Korea says a nuclear test will go much better than the rocket launch. Well, the problem with the rocket launch was they used a modified no-dong missile. Truly, it's called the no-dong. And it certainly lived up to its name. Could not get off the pad. I'm not admitting anything here. I'm just telling you that that's the news. Okay, down to just 78 communists in the Democratic Party. Kids nowadays don't want to make the commitment. That's the problem. The president's out pushing this thing, but so far only the Chinese are attracted to the Buffett plan. Of course, they think it's buffet. Or how about this one? Buffett the vampire killer. I kind of like that. Paulie Ryan says his faith inspired the pagan baby's health care plan. Trickle, 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 trickle. Trickle and Jim coughing. Trickle, trickle, cough. Trickle, trickle. Farm report, farm animals are advised not to use antibiotics for every little infection. And fewer chickens are raising Americans in their backyards. That's the latest. Guess they don't need the eggs. The new Texas stem cell restrictions mean Rick Perry must be put to sleep. It's the kindest thing. At the nuclear talks, Iran offers 5% off on broadlooms. Carpets, see, Iran, Persia, carpets, broadlooms, carpets, Iran. The Dugars adopt Rick Santorum because what's one more? Facebook pays $1 billion for an app that looks like a Kodak Brownie camera. That's a heck of a job, Brownie. UCLA tells 894 students they're accepted at USC. The flashback virus turns Macs into Apple Ones and iPhones into Newtons. Pretty scary. Look at your phone. It has bad handwriting recognition now. Bobby Petrino, of course, dumped his bike with his little mom on back because it's hard to shift a Harley with goat legs. I'm waiting and nothing's happening. Jim's not even coughing on that one. Tennessee-ized bees found in Africa. Tiger really needs to get laid. Frankly, that's what it all comes down to. Yeah. Ozzie Gillen. Guillen. Ozzie Guillen. Yeah, that's right, because it's Spanish. Ozzie Guillen grows beard and hijacks a team bus to Havana. Get a running start at the Keys. You can get pretty far. Not all the way, but get pretty far. 10-year-olds everywhere are disgusted that T-Rex actually was a giant emu. T-Rex. Doesn't scare anyone. It's an emu. Stuffed emu. Very disappointing. Jeb Bush is Durgolem. Springsteen to play Wrigley Field in center. Need somebody out there. And finally, the four bears that nearly ate Vermont's governor in his backyard have been trapped and will be relocated in Wisconsin. That's all the news, and thank you so much. And good night to all of you.